Heading into this hour's guest interview segment, and joining me live over the phone this morning is Richard Walker and Brent Bien. And Richard and Brent are on the air to talk about the Property Tax Ballot Initiative, the people's initiative to limit property tax in Wyoming through a homeowner's property exemption is the full name of this initiative. And of course, it has been gathering signatures for quite some time, and we'll need a little more time to reach the target mark. Brent, Richard, good morning. How are you both doing today?
Doing great, Duke. Thanks. It's good to be on with you.
Absolutely.
Good morning. Richard Weber here. Nice to talk to you again, Duke.
Yeah, absolutely, Richard. And Brent, thank you for your time. Richard, let's start with you. You've been to Lincoln County to talk about this. I think most people are familiar with what this initiative is, but if someone's hearing about it for the very first time, give us some background on what you're trying to accomplish here.
Roger, we've had an 87% increase as of 2023 in property taxes, and we're talking specifically residential property taxes because that's where this ballot initiative addresses. And for that, that's gone from $300 million in property taxes to almost $800 million in property tax collections. But our expenses didn't go up in the state, but we have 3,400 tax liens on homes in Wyoming. So we made a move after the legislature failed to get 23 bills over the finish line last year for tax relief or tax reform. We picked up the ball on the field and headed for the goal line, and we got tackled along the way with a lot of pushback. And so where we are right now, we filed the ballot initiative to reduce the assessed value, to exempt the assessed value of your property taxes by 50%. In October, we got the petitions, and we started a whirlwind tour around the state to gather about 30,000 signatures. We filed this petition with these guys a couple months ago, 60 days ago. They just returned the count, and we are shy about, by their statistics, 1,030 signatures. We filed 45,000 signatures to get 29,710, but we lost 30% of the signatures because of non-registered voters, according to state records, notary defects, and a couple of errors where circulators didn't complete the circulation form, the affidavit on the back of the petition. So we're trying to make that up by the 31st of August.
Okay, so and so walk us through those next steps. When you say you're trying to correct that by the 31st of August, are you saying that there's still time for this year, for this election? Or are you looking forward to the next election? What are the next steps?
The next step for us, we have 18 months to collect signatures, and there's been a lot of misinformation put out by the news that the petition is dead. It's not. There was petitions news that it was dead because we didn't file before the first day of legislature, and it was not dead. We have till April of next year to gather the signatures, but we would like to get this done by the 31st of August and get it refiled again. And we also, it's what they call a second submission. We will correct the administrative areas from the notaries and circulators, and we'll refile those, and we expect to recover probably around 800 signatures that are good, that are valid there. When they gave us these petitions back, they didn't check to see if these were all registered voters. So they'll probably have a failure rate of about 30% like the other petitions did. So we'll refile, and we've got petitions out around the state again to collect signatures from people that did not sign the first time who are now registered voters because of the upcoming election. Our goal is to pick up about 1,500 more signatures to pad these petitions so it doesn't get kicked back to us again. Once we turn those in at 31st of August, state statute says that they get 60 days to count and verify again. I don't think they'll need that time. They'll probably be able to do it within a week.
Richard Weber and Brent Bien on the air with us this morning in the Weekday Wake Up talking about this property tax ballot initiative. Brent, a question for you. Initially, when you guys were in Lincoln County talking about this, when I had you on the air before, you said that should the legislature passed significant property tax reform and significant reductions, you guys would pull the ballot. So two questions, is that still on the table as an option? And number two, what would you consider as significant reform from the legislature?
Well, it is. It is still on the table. And the way it's written, this is something that actually lies with the Attorney General, that if the legislature does pass something that's significantly the same as our ballot initiative, then that legislation will go forward and our ballot initiative would be pulled off the ballot. So right now, you know, the legislature has failed all the way across the board. And of course, the governor vetoed a piece of legislation that actually gave a 25% tax cut. And that was HB 54, I believe that's the one. And he actually called it a socialist idea to give tax cuts, which is as far from socialism as you can get, letting people keep their own money. So, but right now there hasn't been anything. And you know, if this thing, even if this goes on the 2026 ballot, which in all likelihood it will be hanging over the legislature for the next two sessions. So they're going to have to do something. And if they don't, then this thing's going to go on the 2026 ballot. So the thing is that people have to understand is that this is intended to begin 1 January of 2025. So regardless of which ballot it went on, if it went on this one, 2024 or in 2026, it is scheduled to begin, in January 2025, which is just this coming January. So, but anyway, it's one of those things that, if it's significantly the same, and the great thing about this ballot initiative is, it's elective. I mean, it is it's an exemption. People can apply for it. It's not compulsory. So anybody out there who feels that they should be paying all these heavy taxes, they don't need to do it. They don't need to apply for this thing. And also, it's non-discriminatory other than having to be a resident of the state for 365 days or one full year. It doesn't matter how much money you make, how big your house is, or anything like this, or how old you are, or any of those kind of things. So it's the least discriminatory bill that's out there right now. And it only applies, though, to the primary residents of Wyoming residents. So anyway, that's where we're sitting right now. And just to keep in mind, too, here, Duke, is that, we've got $30 billion in the bank, right, in the rainy day fund. And we just put another $750 million in this last legislative session to that fund. And this ballot initiative from the Department of Revenue in Cheyenne said that this ballot initiative will cost about $140 million annually. So if you look at $140 million of tax savings, and that's not people getting money back, that's people not paying it, right? They go in, they get the exemption, and they just don't pay their taxes. They keep the money in their pocket. Anybody who knows anything about tax reform and or relief knows that if you keep taxes low and let people spend their money the way they want to spend it, then the economy explodes. And we've seen that both under Reagan and Trump. And so that's the whole thing behind this. But it's really, this is a freedom issue. It's to keep people in their homes. I mean, they raised their family there. They did all, that's their livelihood. And to raise assessed value the way it is, of course, that correlates to a replacement value cost that insurance rates go through the roof. And now these young folks, and there's a lot of folks, even on fixed income, that can't afford their homes anymore simply because they can't pay their property tax. So it's very un-Wyoming. It's very un-American what's going on in our state right now.
Richard Weber and Brent Bien this morning. Gentlemen, thank you for your time. Anything else you'd like to mention about this before we close out here today?
Go ahead, Brent.
Just one thing. I tell you, Lincoln County crushed it. They were the first county in the state to get the requisite number of signatures. They did a great job. They're actually the county that back in November in Newcastle at the Central Committee meeting that put it out for the Wyoming GOP to vote on and to support. And we got unanimous support from all 23 counties, and it was because of Lincoln County. So my hat's off to everybody out there. You guys have done a great job, and I very greatly appreciate it.
Richard, how about yourself? Anything to finish off with?
Yeah, again, kudos to Lincoln County. They started the ball rolling across the state. Currently, BCR, us, we've got another ballot initiative we filed in January to go from electronic tabulation on the voting and counting the ballots to human tabulation. And we're processing that one through Secretary of State's office. So we're going to finish up property taxes, and then we're going to focus on election security.
All right. And I guess just a final question. What if people are interested in signing this, where do they go? Are you going to be, I'm assuming there'll be location set up again. Is that right?
Yes, we're working with Shay Scafidi over there, and we're the same lady again. If you need to get hold of us, my phone number is 307-660-5832. On Facebook, you can message me at Wyoming Voter Initiatives.
That's Richard Weber and Brent Behan this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Richard, Brent, thank you both for your time. I appreciate it.